It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, Fort Recovery fans. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse. We have our 5-11 Fort Recovery Indians taking on the 12-3 St. Henry Redskins. Jordan, welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, good evening, Brian. It's good to be here and ready for a good MAC matchup here.
Yeah, it should be a great game. Earlier in the year, these two played in the Battle of the 119 back on December 29th, and St. Henry came away at St. Henry with a victory 53-40. So hopefully, some things have changed for the Indians between now and then, and we have a chance to hopefully come out with a win tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And, we've talked about it in previous weeks. We got some younger guys we brought up and, kind of giving us a little bit more fire, and definitely it'll be an interesting game.
All right, let's take a break and hear from our sponsors on the Wayne IGA pregame show.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's new meat bundles? They have order slips back at their meat counter. Their farm bundle has a nice assortment of their most popular beef, pork, and chicken cuts. Their pork bundle has bacon, bulk and casing sausage, and bone-in and boneless pork chops. And their steak bundle has cube steaks, plus ribeyes, New York strips, and T-bones. Stop back at their meat counter for more details. Freezer wrapping is available for a small extra charge. Get stocked up for winter and have some left over for spring. Head up to Wayne IGA now and get your meat bundles ordered. Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac Automatic Standby Generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
St. Henry game here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and what are we going to do to play a little better against the Redskins than we did back in the Battle of 119? I know we have some players coming up from the JV that have put some spark into things, it seems like. So what are we going to try to get done here?
Yeah, so we've brought a couple guys up, hopefully to lengthen our bench a little bit, brought a little energy to the varsity club. Our big thing tonight is to control the pace of the game. They want to get up and down. They want to shoot more shots than we do. They're okay with giving up a layup to make a three. I mean, they're leading the conference in scoring, and they're also leading the conference in giving up defensive points. So if we can control the pace of the game, come out, be tough and physical, I like our chances. Battle 119, they got us by 13 over there. We spotted them about 12 points to start that game. And then we settled down and played with them. So, it's going to be a matter of if we can keep control the pace of the game and be tough. And make shots. Make shots.
Yes.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah. We appreciate you talking with us. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back. Again, Brian Patch, Jordan Winder, bringing the action from the Forsyth Fieldhouse. And Jordan here, looking at kind of some recap of what Coach Leverett said in his pregame comments. You know, earlier in the year, we did play St. Henry. We did lose 53-40. You know, looking at our team, and obviously it's hard to tell because we played Mississinewa, and no disrespect to Mississinewa, but they're not St. Henry.
Exactly.
And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what our young kids with, you know, Breaker Judy playing maybe Grant Fortkamp, maybe a little bit, maybe Brody Bargy a little bit as freshmen. Gavin Evers got to start last week, led us in scoring on, on Saturday night. I'm trying to think. Eli Leonard's had been, you know, started a game or so. He's back and healthy now again. Briggs Overman, you know, maybe what our young guys do here for us a little bit, which is different because they really weren't all playing a lot of those minutes in the first time around.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think, and like we kind of were hinting on Mississinewa, but even let alone, you know, Fort Recovery putting up 74 in any high school game, that's really good. And especially you're hoping that that flow continues with these young guys. I think they give us a good spark. Not only that, it does challenge the upperclassmen a little bit to start providing more for the team, you know. Yeah.
The other thing, you know, you talk about 74 points last week against Mississinewa. We win 74-41 after a tough loss against Marion on Friday night. MAC played 63-37 at the Hangar. But one thing that we hadn't really had a chance to have really so far, really since about the first 2 weeks of season, 3 weeks of season, is gain some confidence.
Yeah.
You know, and that goes a long way with young kids when you have some confidence to make plays.
Yeah, and, you know, with your confidence, Dave, I mean, kind of took the words right out of my mouth here, but, you know, basketball – not only, you know, when you're going up against a team, putting 74 points up, it's not just because they're weak. You got to make shots to get 74 points.
Right.
You know, so that confidence isn't just in the actual gameplay itself. It's also in your shooting ability. So hopefully we get some good carryover with that.
Well, and, you know, and also back to that stretch, though, that was a stretch we played 6 games in 10 days.
Yeah.
And that's hard to prep for anyone, you know, from a coaching staff standpoint, from a player standpoint. You know, our legs are not there. So hopefully, you know, we can kind of come out here and, you know, we've been on a regular schedule. Now we got one game just to worry about this week. So our whole focus has been after Mississinewa game, but our whole focus is on St. Henry here. And we got our legs with us. We had a good week of practice and, you know, practice also with that team that coach has been playing.
Yeah. And one other good thing too, you know, I'm happy you kind of brought up, you know, talked about a little bit of how well they're doing and we're doing, but, we have nothing to lose right now, Brian.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they have everything to lose. You know, they're in a position where they're 5-1 in the MAC. They're pushing there for that first spot. You know, Coldwater and Delphi, if they get a loss before the end of the season, you know, they're still in contention for the MAC. So they have a lot to play for. And, you know, I feel like we do have a lot to play for in the sense of a pride and, you know, just building off our momentum and building confidence going into the tournament.
Well, you know, you bring up the MAC standings. Coldwater right now and Delphi are both tied with first at 5-0. And you said, you know, as you said, St. Henry's 5-1. Really, those three are above everybody else. But I don't believe that Delphus has played at St. Henry yet. And Delphus hasn't played Coldwater yet. So, you know, from St. Henry's standpoint, if they can, you know, Coldwater already got them. But, you know, if they can kind of take care of their own, St. Henry has a chance to win a MAC championship.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy how that's going to play out.
Yeah, and obviously for their standpoint, that's a lot to play for. And our standpoint, it's nothing better to knock a rival out of a conference championship hunt. So.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, too. You know, you're looking at these MAC standings. I mean, is there any – there's a couple on there, you know, you look at, and you kind of like the Marion Local was 2-3 in the MAC and Parkway 2-2. Both very good teams that I feel like can beat anybody.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting here tonight as we get ready for tip-off here on the Wayne IGA pregame show. We'll hear, take a break. We'll hear some from our sponsors, and we'll be back from the national anthem and tip time here at the Portside Fieldhouse.
Be sure to stop into Wayne IGA and check out their new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, beef brisket, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're up there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, a great month to check the health of your heart. Kalp Pharmacy can do a lipid panel blood test to measure the amounts of cholesterol and other fats in your blood. The test measures total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Appointments are recommended, so to schedule an appointment or ask questions, call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Again, we're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and Mr. Tony Stahl, our superintendent here, is actually taking over the voice of the Indians tonight as Big Fee Harold Feely and Bubba Bob Stogler are still soaking up that sun in Florida.
What, they get like a month off? I don't know. How does that work?
Must. I mean, I'm pretty sure they left like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, man.
So, and so we're stuck back here with the, you know, we actually did see the sun finally today.
We did.
And it was funny, you know, everyone talking about how, what's that yellow thing up in the sky, you know, so. All right, Jordan, you want to go through the starting lineups for the St. Henry Redskins?
Yes. So for the Redskins, we have number two, Devin, is it Delsey?
Delsey.
Horrible with that. Number four, Caden Bergman. Number five, Evan Bowers. Number 11, Logan Link. Number 24, Luke Beike. And all seniors. So senior starting crew for them.
Yeah, and I know this is a team they've been happy about, looking forward to, you know, since they've been in junior high. And you know that because you've been, yeah, you know, coaching the boys. But, you know, I believe the Delzai boy just signed to play college baseball here recently. So, you know, congratulations to that young man of pursuing his dreams of – you know, playing collegiate sports. And then the other ones that, you know, kind of stand out to me is the Beike kid and the Bowers kid.
Yeah.
Those guys are really good players.
And they've been around. You've been hearing their names for a while, so.
Yeah.
But, and I tell you another thing, they got eight seniors on their roster, so.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't lack experience, minus Breaker getting a start tonight. And, you know, with that being said, let's go through our starting lineups as well.
Yeah.
You got those?
Yeah, sure do. Starting out, we got number zero, Briggs Overman. Number 10, Troy Holman. Number 12, Rex Leverett. Good start here for number 14, Gavin Evers. And then the freshman, like you said, number 30, Breaker Judy. So definitely a new starting lineup here. And
yeah, I think we'll see how this goes. You know, it's interesting, too. Breaker got his first start, and if you're watching on NFHS, you see Breaker went out, you know, touched it up with the officials and all that stuff like he's supposed to. And then ran over here to the right to our little kids and didn't go down to the student section. And the students kind of looked at him like, what are you doing?
Little first game jitters.
First game jitters, yeah. Starting here against your arch rival at home in front of your crowd. I know his mom, Alicia, texted Annie last week and said, hey, I can't be there and he's going to get a start. I am a nervous wreck.
Oh, my goodness.
So hopefully, you know, I don't see him down at the bottom, but hopefully they're here watching and get a chance, because obviously that's awesome. So Fort Recovery does control the tip. Breaker did get, or Rex got that, I assume. And inning inside the ball, Troy Holman with the ball up top, going right to left on your radio dial. Gavin Evers has the ball on the left-hand side. Over to Briggs Overman, drives in, finds a seam, and
great
scores.
Right there for Briggs Overman.
Briggs is our leading scorer and gets us off on a good start here on the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard as we lead 2-0. We need to have a big night from him if we want to have a chance, Jordan, to stay
this
game.
You're right.
And deep three to start off already. His Beike misses it. Gets a rebound is number four for them, Bergman. And another three for Bowers is way off. And went right through our hands and up, and Luke Beike scores for the Redskins.
Two offensive rebounds.
Yeah, one, and that's unfortunate because that one went right through our hands. And the Redskins jump in a 2-2-1 full court trap. Indians are looking to break it here.
Yeah, go, Breaker, go.
Yep, 2-on-1 if we can score.
We were too slow there.
Yep, got to be able to attack that 2-on-1 like that. Overman has the ball on the right-hand side, looking to drive against Bergman. Stop, Pivaza throws up to Breaker Judy. Finds Rex Leverett in there at the high post, turns around, over to Overman, gets blocked. Bowers has the ball, baseball pass all the way down to Bergman. He goes up and gets blocked by Briggs Overman right back.
Woo. What a block was that?
That was a great block.
I think did he block that with his elbow?
He might have. Out of bounds on Redskins, says Ben Kramer.
Coach Rosenbeck a little upset there.
Yeah. Good officiating crew tonight. Again, 2-2-1 being played by the Redskins, and Indians break that pretty easy. Leverett has the ball up to Troy Holman up top. Protect the ball there, Troy. As Delzite tries to pressure him. And off to Overman. Ball screen action there by Evers. Drives in there.
Nope.
Ooh, gets hammered. Good drive by Briggs Overman.
And that foul should be on Bergman. Yep. Yeah. And already breaking out the physicality. Definitely a game geared towards Breaker. This is what I think. Breaker plays really well with physical pressure and contact. And good first shot there by Briggs Overman, giving him his third point.
On the Hall Brother free throw line.
Thank you.
That'll be good to us tonight. And up and good.
Got it.
By the way, big shout out to Don Digger Kemper over there, our MAC commissioner, who said farewell as he's retiring.
He's done a great job.
Oh, he's done a great job. Put a lot of hard work and years in over the
nice
over
little turnaround hook there for number five, Evan Bowers.
Yeah, Evan Bowers, nice little post move, one of their leading scorers.
And they are face guarding. Full court face guarding their guards up there. Good there break there by the Indians. Gavin Evers with the ball in the corner. Up back to Troy Holman. Troy back over to Briggs Overman. Briggs looking to attack. Gets around his first guy. That's
push in the back. That's a push in the back.
No foul. Definitely altered his shot.
Yeah, definitely.
Link pushing the ball up. Over to Bergman. Bergman back over to Link. Link with a deep three. Got it. Wow.
Logan Link for three. Redskins jump up 7-4. 5:13 to go. Yeah, it's definitely, you talk about physicality, it's definitely being physical. Nice pull-up jumper for Leverett. Front of the rim and no good. Bowers with the rebound. I mean, I just watched Breaker and Bikey go at it over there on that side. Shoving him. He just shoved him off again.
Too easy of attack, but he misses the layup. What are they going to call it on?
Nice heads-up play by Delzite as Leverett is out of bounds.
I'm going to let you say that last name because I'm not going to.
Delzite.
Yeah, you got that.
Yeah. I just know his. I think his mom or someone like that works with my wife. So.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
We just know him a little bit of that and through baseball as well. He's a big baseball kid, Daniel, has played against. So.
Gotcha. Number 10, Beckman checks in, and number 3, Putoff. Putoff into Bikey. Bikey looking for a little hook jumper. Got it.
Went to town at the freshman. His eyes lit up when he saw the freshman on him. But, you know, Breaker's been a good job of being physical with him.
Yeah, he is.
Leverett breaks the ball. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Breaks the ball to Overman right there. Pressure then goes off once we get it in that middle. Briggs is driving in. Kick over to Gavin Evers. Drives in. Jump stop out to Troy Holman. Looking to screen for Leverett up top.
What I like right now is Briggs Overman has beat just about everybody off the dribble. And I think we really need to take advantage of that. Tough pass there.
Yep. Bowers with it in transition. Stop, pull up three. No good. Tipped out by Evers. Over to Bikey on the left-hand side.
Good job,
nice Baker. Cut. Wow. Nice cut, nice find, but misses the shot. Is Link and going to be out of bounds on Troy Holman.
Right now, the Indians are getting lucky with some missed bunnies here.
Yep. Senior Reese Guggenbiller checks in, and Gavin Fowler, and freshman Brody Bargy.
32 looks good on him. And number 10, Beckman checking it in. Over to Bowers. Bowers looks to shoot. Shoots over Gavin Fowler. Got it.
Tough jump shot. He's given him 4-9, and the Redskins lead 11-4, and Coach Leverett takes a 30-second timeout. Let's take one with him, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Again here in our Kalp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard, the Redskins lead 11-4 with just under 4 minutes to go. And again, jumping out to a 2-1, and Indians break that with ease.
Great job there by the Indians as the Redskins put their full court press on there.
You know, what maybe the difference right there is Brody Bargy turned in attack 2-on-1 and got Gavin Fowler the easy layup off of that.
You're right. 23 checked in, LaGuire, and number... No, Beckman was already in.
The southpaw, Beckman came up short on that air ball three and out to Bikey for three.
Got it.
He hits nothing but the bottom of the net, giving him 7 on the night. And we're on right thing. Someone right now, Jordan, is hurting us is offensive rebounds.
You're right. Second chance threes. Yep. I mean, I'd love to shoot a three twice in a possession, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Reese Guggenbiller attacks, nothing there. Kicks back up to Brody Bargy. Brody kicks out to Reese. No good off for three in the corner. Brody with a tough offensive rebound.
Great way to go up and get that thing, Brody. Again, the freshman having an impact here for the Indians. Good drive by Troy Holman. Up and good.
Got
open
it.
Glass. Great drive by that senior Troy Holman, giving us eight. 14-8, now the Redskins lead. Bikey receives a ball screen, and three is short, but again, another offensive rebound. Missed shot opportunity right there.
We're all standing.
They are, you know, just off air, as you said, Jordan, they do a great job of scoring the basketball and hitting the glass to give them second chance points.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know as well as I do, when you get two shots out of one possession, I mean, that's what every team hopes for, so.
And the thing is right now, they're fresh. They're three in, three out, three in, three out, putting pressure on you. Indians do break that. Gavin Fowler-Brode has it inside, driving in. Kick out to Guggenbiller. Holman on the left-hand side, trying to look for Bargy
inside.
Good job,
Brody.
Way to come to the ball. Rex Leverett always would have been stolen. Pull-up jumper by Guggenbiller. Gets blocked.
Ah.
Bowers gets the ball.
Ooh, I thought he traveled there for a second.
Pushing it to Link. Link's attacking in transition. Over to
McGuire.
McGuire for three. Way off. Guggenbiller has the ball.
Push up.
Yep. Pushing ahead to Brody Bargy. Goes up.
Great
and
attack.
Scores and foul. Count the basket for freshman Brody Bargy.
You know, it's amazing when you watch a game and you really watch just one player. He's been doing a great job inside. The physicality he's putting up against these guys, and he's not backing down.
No, nope. Great pass ahead by Reese Guggenbiller. It hit him in transition. Eli Leonards, junior, checks in, replacing Leverett. And Briggs Overman checks in, placing Troy Holman. You know, one thing that's also added to this, our depth of rotation, is Troy Holman finally gets a break.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Because I don't know if Troy Holman gets too many breaks in a game. And Brody Bargy scores on that one. So well-deserved break there for Troy, and hopefully that keeps him fresh in the fourth quarter because we'll need him.
Brings the Indians to 11, 14-11 right now.
A little bit of juice right now for the Indians.
Yeah, great momentum building right here. Link over to Bowers. Bowers checks for 3-0. Kicks it over to
Bergman.
McGuire with a rebound.
Blocked by Leonards.
Get that ball. Indians come up with it.
Mac basketball.
Oh, it gives me chills. I love this kind of basketball.
Coach Leverett talked about in the pregame show wanting to slow it down, and that's kind of what we're doing right here. Taking some time off the clock. Overman drives in. Comes
great
in.
Take.
No
goes
foul.
Up.
No.
Yep. Oh, there
now
we
they're
go.
Calling one.
Later. There we go.
You know, the other good thing about this is I think guys are understanding their role. That shot went up. Great drive by Overman. Brody Bargy, Gavin Fowler went to that like that was a pass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they just absolutely crashed the glass.
Yeah.
That's something we haven't really done a great job of all season, and so that's good to see.
Yeah, just the momentum, too. I mean, you can tell right now it's one thing that I feel like we've been missing is we're really feeding off each other, and we're doing a good job of it.
Well, you know, bringing this up as Briggs steps to the free throw line and hits that one, giving him five on the night, 14-12 with a minute 17 to go to Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. But, you know, Coach Lever has been very upset and disappointed with our toughness.
Yeah.
Tonight we're showing some toughness.
We are.
We are absolutely showing some toughness.
And we're seeing it out of freshmen, too.
Yep. Yep, they're not backing down. Overman, no good on that free throw. Bikey with the rebound ahead to Link, pushing in transition. Something we got to make sure we do.
Link to Bikey. Bikey's looking at attack.
Good,
spins.
Good. Good deflection by Brody. Kick over there from Bergman to Link. Short. Rebound by Gavin Fowler. Hit him over here on the left. There we go. Guggenbiller has the ball. The bench is putting a stop sign on Googs.
Don't peek your dribble up.
Over to Leonards on the left-hand side.
Back good back cut.
Ooh. Fowler has the ball on the left-hand side. Up to Brody Bargy. Picking up your dribble. Be strong with it there, Brody. Get low and in triple
rotate
threat.
Rotate it one more.
Yep. Guggenbiller has the ball. St. Henry's pressuring hard. 34 seconds. Watch it.
You know, kind of like we said before, right now Briggs Overman can go around anybody. If we would pass to that wing, clear out that side. I mean, there's nobody underneath to stop us.
Yeah.
Not sure what happened there.
Deflected. Gavin went and saved it and went out of bounds.
Oh, okay.
I think one of those plays, coach was wanting a one shot. And
yeah.
So, you know, he didn't want to attack. We were kind of went in attack mode. He wanted more passive. Let's work the ball around. And Coach Rosenbeck here says, let's get one shot ourselves with 10 seconds to go. 14-12 ball game. Ball screen over here. Oh, almost a travel by Beckman. Bergman has the ball. Make him make a play here, Reese. Stop, pull
tough
up.
Shot.
Yep. Offensive rebound. Good.
Rebound there
nice
by
job.
Gavin.
Great quarter for the Indians right there. As we get outscored 14-12, but we really turned the tide when Brody Bargie and Gavin Faller came into the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of like we're talking about right now. I think they're struggling with how physical we're being, and it's kind of getting them a little rattled. And, you know, we gave up a lot of offensive boards, yet the score's still 14-12.
Yep. Love our energy here. Let's correct some of those things. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kelp of Kelp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month, and numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythms, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Kelp Pharmacy has a large selection of omega-3 fish oils to choose from. So visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalb Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, this is Chad Faller from Faller Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, and we're back. Unfortunately, our students who got called out were struggling on the Les Johnson three-point shot.
I noticed that.
We couldn't hit five. Mr. Sullivan, all right, get off. Game's got to be played.
And we got number 11 checking in, Grant Forkamp, yep. Freshman for us. So.
And the Indians jump into a 1-3-1 here.
I like our depth on the bench right now.
Yeah, start off 1-3-1, kind of go to 2-3 now. Yeah, you know, again, one of the three freshmen that have given us a spark that Coach Loverett has kind of gone to, and hopefully this will continue to pay off.
Nice job
by Mason Diller, who also checked in. So we got Loverett, Overman, Camp, Diller, and Holman on the floor. And it, like I said, this gives Troy a break. Troy's a kid who plays his butt off out there. And
really
moving screen, they're going to call him. Yep, moving screen on Mason Diller. But as I was saying, Troy doesn't get many breaks. And, you know, playing a kid 30 minutes is really hard playing at a high level. And so
that is.
This hopefully will help Troy out.
Especially
you get
to that,
a chance to score for us.
Yeah, you get to that fourth quarter. I mean, how much more tired? You know how it is.
Yep.
I mean, you start losing your legs and your shots and all that.
Yep.
Logan Link bringing the ball down the floor for the Redskins.
Over to Beckman. Back up to Link up top. Right now they're trying to figure out if we're man or what we're in. A little ball screen action by Bergman. Good defense there by Diller and Forkamp on that ball screen. Link has the ball, dribble handoff to Beike. Shot fake. Drives in. A little fadeaway shot. No good. Good box out by Troy Holman.
Yeah.
Doing the little things right now. This is a different Indian team, Jordan. We were talking about off air than what we've seen earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, you can, like we kind of said, you know, the physicality in the game alone, and you can kind of tell St. Henry's getting a little rattled with it.
Right here, this is the kid we need stepping up. If we can guard like this and make some plays, we need Briggs Overman to step up and be that shooter for us.
Great jump shot.
He's got to be able to get some points.
Yeah.
Offensive foul for Mason. And that's one of those plays you don't really mind for Mason. He's got a screen, a foul called on a ball screen, and he's got a foul called on an over-the-back pushing call, whatever you want to call it. And you don't mind those plays out of him.
No.
That's kind of his job.
Great steal when he first came in there.
Yep.
And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Senior Alex Deuce checks in, replaces Briggs Overman. But I just think for us to be really good, Briggs has got to be able to score in that 10 to 12 point range to kind of get us there.
I agree with you.
With the other stuff that we're seeing tonight. Nice little give and go pass. No way he lost that.
I would disagree there with Mr. Nurse.
Yeah, I would too. That's one of those plays where sometimes officials don't see them. They just see the ball get lost, and they're assuming or anticipating calls.
Yeah.
And they're anticipating that foul. And all he did was lose the ball. From our view, that was a perfect.
And as a coach, we know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, we know. Same time, we're happy when it happens for us.
Right.
And Bauer steps up. Caden Bergman steps up and misses one and hits one. Splits a pair. They quickly jump into a little man-to-man pressure.
And that's his first point.
We missed Alex in the corner.
Yeah.
So Where you got to be facing the basket.
Good cut there by Alex.
Fornkamp over to Leverett. Gets his feet set. Ooh. In and out.
Nice follow
rebound
there
by Diller.
Yeah, great follow there by Mason Diller.
Yeah, good action. Great shot by Rex. Just went in and out. But gave Mason a chance to rebound quickly.
Bowers with a big three.
Not a lot of time in between possessions. As I was telling you off air, talking to one of the St. Henry's assistants, they want to get a shot of about every 15 seconds.
Ah.
So I'd say they're probably on pace for that. 18-14 here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Holman has the ball for the Indians. Trying to slow things down. We don't want to quite go that pace.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Dews over to Leverett. Leverett, nice find into Diller.
Got
good.
It. Another
nice
big
shot
there.
Nice find by Rex Leverett to Mason Diller. Quick, St. Henry quickly down the floor in about 3 seconds. About had a chance, but just lost the ball. Bikey drives in baseline. They're calling a blocking call on Alex Dews, I believe.
That's our, is that our third or fourth?
Fourth. So next one. Next one, we'll be shooting two shots for the Redskins.
Breaker Judy coming in for great Grant.
And McGuire and Putoff in, replacing Bergman and Beckman.
And they go pretty deep, too, in their bench.
Yeah, they're 7-8 deep.
McGuire kicks over to Link on the wing. Nothing there. Bowers faces up. Looking to attack Rex Leverett. Tries to step through. Nothing there. Kicks out to Putoff. Putoff with the open three. No good.
Good box out, Breaker
Judy. Great job,
Judy.
Breaker Judy. Great rebound there. Wow.
Two. Love the box
He's
out.
Playing like a man right now. Troy Holman walking the ball up the floor. And if we could tie this up here, it would be huge.
No kidding. 18-16. Looking to Mason Diller, having the ball.
Mason
dribble up there. Swing it over to Leverett.
We got Breaker, mouse in the house there.
He's calling for it.
We didn't wait long enough.
No. Nope. Turnover Blink. On the Indians. Yep. Bowers with the ball. Pass ahead to Bikey. Takes it up and no good. Rebound Holman.
Great little defensive set there for the Indians.
Got picked. Link did. And it's going to be the three-point play.
Coach and Troy Holman there trying to relay a play. And
yep.
Logan Link took advantage of it.
Yep, sure did. Got the pick. So Gavin Evers is going to check in, replacing Mason Diller. 4:04 to go in the second quarter. 20-16, the Redskins.
Is that Logan Link's?
Should be his fifth point.
Okay.
Yep. And misses.
Misses that one.
And Breaker
that whole brother free throw line's been good for us.
Yes, it has been. Troy Holman going up against Putoff. Over to Alex Dews.
Good pass.
Deflected again right there. Throw ahead to Link. Out of bounds. You know, watching St. Henry play here, they play almost like a college team. With the pace of play.
Yeah.
You know, shot clock would definitely wouldn't bother them at all.
And I'll be honest, kind of like you were saying about how quickly they want to get a shot off, but I don't, you know, I remember them scoring a lot of points, but I don't remember them at this kind of type of pace.
Gavin Evers has to know someone's behind him once you break that pressure.
Put off at the corner three. Got it.
Rainbow sky over Rex Leverett. Curtis put off for three. Coach Leverett, we'll take a quick timeout here. Let's take one with them, and we'll be back again. Indians trail 23-16.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fornkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fornkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, 3:31 to go on the Fall Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. 23-16. Redskins employing the 2-2-1.
Cut through there, Rex.
Yep, get it across. Don't throw to there.
That saved us right there, really.
It actually did, because they're a little run and jump out of it, and you want to instinct say throw the person that's open, but that's where the rotation goes.
And if you don't throw it right now, your second look's never going to be there.
Yeah. Leverett and Evers check out. Overman and Bargy check in. So we got two freshmen right now, junior and two seniors. Holman going against Link. Over to Overman.
Indians trying to get a little organized here.
Up to Holman. Over to Overman. Drives baseline. That's what we're talking about, that rotation.
Oh, yeah.
Don't throw to that first initial guy.
Get out of there.
This is a matchup if Overman can attack Mikey right here. Guggenbiller has the ball, swings it to Judy. Indians being patient. Ooh, backside.
Yep, too slow.
Oh, he just kind of fell.
That's one of those calls. You know, we talk about inconsistency with the refs. And
well, I think he was anticipating and saw a kid fall.
I think so,
and assumed that he pushed him, and I guess I differ from that opinion. But
yeah,
I would agree. The Indian fifth foul. Right now, if you look at the scoreboard, you'd say it's 5-0 on fouls against the Indians. So, Carter LeGuire will go to the free throw line. A 6-foot sophomore to shoot two.
The Hall Brother free throw line helps us out here, and it sure does. Another miss.
We got that jinx going,
we do.
Let's see if we might be perfect tonight. I don't know if they hit a free throw.
They did hit one. Yep.
Caden Bergman messed this up and hit one.
Everybody getting their Krispy Kreme donuts here tonight. I see everybody walking around with bags of them.
Yep, I got two of them setting up here from my little Emma Patch.
And who does that sponsor, do you know?
The sorority.
Sorority, okay. Yep. Okay.
Good fundraiser for them.
Yeah.
He did hit the second one. Indians break the pressure. Overman has the ball. Nice crossover, driving in. Over to Breaker Judy on the right-hand side. Over to Troy Holman in the wing. Receives the ball screen. Swings it to Guggenbiller. Indians being patient right now. Four round one. Good drive by Overman.
Calling a foul on the floor. Yeah.
When he drives, he draws those people. That's where he's got to make sure he finds those backside guys.
That's right.
Open.
Not only that, I think in our rotation, I think Briggs gets stuck too many times at the top when he really needs to be on a wing. He does so much better when he can attack off that wing. He knows whether he can get to the elbow for his nice jump shot or get to the rim.
Yep. If you could hear our crowd, a little mock sarcasm on the foul call, as it was 5-1, 5-0 in fouls. Now it's 5-1.
Triggered in.
Up to Troy Holman. Making that a little more difficult than it had to be. Holman driving
nice
in.
Float.
And up and good.
Attack.
Great drive by Troy Holman with the left-handed finish, giving him four on the night. St. Henry quickly down the floor with Link. Up and no good.
Great rebound there by Brody Bargy.
We got to make sure we get back because they are attacking and we've
belled
out on a few misses there.
That's got to be a body foul
good
right there.
Good discharge. That's got to be a reach-in they didn't call. Stolen there by St. Henry, and Rosenbeck saw that we were in trouble and hurried and took a trap. Took a timeout on that. 30-second timeout. Let's take one with them, and we will be right back.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
So after the turnover here, it'll be Redskins ball with 1:46 to go on the Fall Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Our Indians are trailing currently right now by 6, 24-18. Looks like the Indians might be showing a little 1-3-1. Bricker Judy long and athletic up top with Brody Bargie on the bottom long and athletic.
Only thing that scares me out of these is corner threes, but
or that backside.
Or that backside. And made me eat my words there.
Caden Bergman and our Redskins were kind of prepared for that one. Get the ball in the middle. Guggenbiller over to Overman. Miss Brody Bargie inside.
We got to start screening our own guys. They switch so many times.
Yep. Troy does that right there. Talking
good
about
back
that.
Cut.
Nice pass from Breaker Judy to
give him a shot.
Briggs Overman, and they're calling it on the floor. Just the Redskins' second foul.
Just a little shout-out here for the boys' junior high. We got seated today, and congratulations, seventh-grade boys. We got the second seed in the MAC tournament. And the eighth-grade boys got the ninth seed. So
the boys were a little worried about the seeding today. So
I know everybody was pretty anxious. So
a lot of close records there, they said. Pull-up jumper by Overman, no good. I'd say be aggressive right now because they're not really calling a lot of fouls.
I think so, too.
Missed shot transition there.
Go.
Is Beckman. Good contest inside by Brody. Nice behind-the-back move by Guggenbiller over to Holman.
You know, it's a crazy, you know, watching the game, if you're watching on NFHS, how aggressive Link is because he knows he's got so much backside help.
Yeah, great drive by Breaker Judy in there, drawing the foul.
I mean, he goes for every steal he can. You know, a lot of times you're teaching kids to stay in front, keep in front, and he knows he's got so much help on the backside that they're not worried about that at all.
Yeah, they've got to be calling that a shot, right?
I think so.
No, they're not. What?
Oh, I thought it was.
We're not shooting?
How's that not a shot?
He said he was passing. When you get tackled, it is hard to shoot. They wrapped him up.
Goodness.
My goodness gracious.
That's
got to be shooting.
Good back screen.
Goodness. Come
taking
on.
Briggs here.
Overman has the ball. Don't hold it above
right
your
right now
head.
We got Link Garden Breaker, too, over there.
Well, right now we do have 23 seconds, so I'd say we want to make sure we get a good shot right here.
Yeah.
Ball screen action. Overman's driving in. Goes up, and no good.
It's
they do
foul.
Call foul on that one. And honestly, I'm not sure that was a foul.
No, I don't. Yeah. For sure the other one was. I mean, kind of when we talked about that reach in where the kid moved his whole body.
Yeah.
I guess it's easy to complain, isn't it?
It is, but I think a lot of it's just anticipation, honestly.
I agree.
Hopefully. And my, you know, my fifth and sixth grade basketball officiating days are, you know, not quite the same as this, so.
Briggs a little frustrated there. Missed that one off the back of the rim.
Hall Brothers free throw line was not good to us there. No, they're in a no-win situation because, you know, it's like everything else. You're making half the people in this gymnasium mad, you know.
Yeah.
So, hard work. Briggs does step
it's
up and hit that one.
Does that give him six?
Yeah, definitely easy to complain to the officials. And by far, they usually do a good job. But.
Yeah.
Link bringing it up, for the Redskins with 10 seconds to go. 26-19 in the Redskins lead. A little ghost screen action there by
Bike. Good job, Breaker.
Good defense.
Good hustle.
Don't foul, though. Oh, my goodness gracious. Desperation half-court three by Link and Banks in to finish the half.
Goodness sakes.
You know, besides that play, you know, it was a 7-point game. Now it's a 10-point game. Overall, though, if you're Coach Loverett, you got to be pretty happy with this.
Oh, absolutely. We're doing a great job showing up, bringing some physicality to the floor. And, you know, there for a while we had St. Henry rattled. I still think they are a little rattled. Hopefully we get a few more calls our way on this end with some shooting fouls. But all in all, Indians are looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, we're in a good spot for sure. Let's take a break. We'll be back. And if you're watching on TV, you can watch our future Indians and our fifth graders play. Coached by Dylan Evers and Gavin Toby.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here on the Cooper Farm halftime show. And again, recapping here some of the scores from the varsity game, and then I'll let you do the JV, which I believe you got there.
Yep.
That's correct.
Yep. Yep.
All right, so at the end of one, it was the St. Henry Redskins 14-12 over our Fort Recovery Indians. In the second quarter, we got outscored by 8, 15-7. And that right now is a difference of 10-point game here at halftime, 29-19. Scores for the Redskins right now at half have Curtis put off with 3. Caden Bergman with 3. Evan Bowers with 7. Logan Link with 8. He's a game-high scorer right now for either team. Carter LaGuire with 1. And Luke Beike with 7. So actually, all in all, we've done a decent job on Bowers and Beike. They're two leading scorers. Holding those guys both to 7 at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like we kind of said before, we got off air here, and the Indians really looking good right now.
And the recapping here for the Indians with scores, Briggs Overman leads us with 6, Troy Holman with 4, Mason Diller with 4, Gavin Faller with 2, and Brody Bargy with 3. So, and by the way, I did say going into break there was our 5th grade. It is actually our 6th graders playing here, coached by Dylan Evers and Gavin Toby. And, you know, it's great that we got some past alumni giving back to the program and coaching our future Indians here.
Yeah, it's kind of nice too. A couple weekends ago, I got to ref a few of their games and getting to talk to the boys and catching up. And it's always good to have, like you said, having them back in the community. So,
and you know, at this point, I feel a little older when I just saw one of the players out there was Tyler Judy's boy. I coach Tyler Judy.
Oh, you're not getting old at all, Coach.
Oh my. And Kamala Fever carrying a 3. Taking a little page out of his brother Reese right there.
Hopefully he saves some of those for the 7th grade next year.
That was nothing but that. You want to recap the JV?
Yeah, a little recap here on the JV. The Indians fell to the Redskins 46-32. Started out the game pretty close there. St. Henry 10, Fort Recovery 8. Then they kind of fell off the deep end a little bit. Gave up 18 points, putting St. Henry 28-12 at half, with the Indians only scoring 4. But all in all, our leading scorers for the Indians, Brody Bargy and Doug Benn had 8 points. Hayden Sebring with 6. Tyler Wendell with 4. And then we had 3 of them there with 2. Ben Ingold, Grant Fortcamp, and Luke Blochfeld all had 2. So tough one there for the JV. You know, they did a good job coming back into the game and held the Redskins to 2 points there from the third quarter into the fourth. And, you know, all in all, they didn't look too bad. The Redskins have a lot of age there, a couple juniors and a full list of sophomores. So
yeah, that definitely makes a difference from that regard. So let's take a break here on the People Farm Halftime Show, and we'll be back to talk about the second half.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here, again, starting, getting ready to start here at halftime. Again, our Indians trail by 10, 29 and 19. You know, looking here at MAC action tonight, Jordan, Coldwater is at Vercells, 5-0, taking on the 2-3 Vercells Tigers. St. John's is at Minster. Minster's pretty hot.
Ooh,
right,
that'll
now.
That'll be a good game.
5-0 Blue Jays against the 3-2 Wildcats. St. Henry, again, obviously here at Fort Recovery, 5-1, 0-5 Indians. The Marion Local Flyers, who is an enigma right now, 2-3 in MAC, taking on Parkway, 2-2 at Parkway. I'm going Parkway on that one.
Yeah.
And Knoxville is 0-5, taking on New Bremen, who's 1-4.
Yeah, I watched that Marion-Minster game. I mean, Marion had it won until the end of the game and then just fell apart.
Yep. Right now, Overman has the ball, going out with our starters. Leverett swung it over there, looking for Overman, coming off a baseline screen. Dribble handoff here. Overman has the ball up top, over to Judy on the left-hand side. Indians are going left to right on your radio.
Great attack by Rex.
Good drive, just missed it. Blocking call. You know, we were just talking about off-air about, you know, taking the ball up strong with two off of 2 feet versus one. That's one of those right there. Maybe it would have been a little bit better if Rex could have jump stopped, powered up, been on balance a little bit more. Powering it up, scoring in there versus going off of 1 feet where that contact maybe threw him off a little bit.
I would agree.
And Rex steps up and
scores
his first point, of the night. Cashes in on the Hall Brother free throw line.
It's the second one. You know, I'm a firm believer. You know, like you kind of were saying, Briggs Zimmerman, you really need him around that 12, 14, 15-point mark. And, you know, I think you get Rex Leverett some buckets here that around that 6, 8 mark. You know, I think we'll be sitting good if we can get there.
I really like the energy, for sure, if we can get out and defend this half. And we didn't on that
Logan
one.
Link with the quarter three.
Right now, that's his third three on the night. So we got to be able to locate that young man.
Giving him 11. Breaker Judy attacking. Nothing
nice.
There.
Nice pass. Woo. From Breaker Judy to Gavin Evers, giving him two on the night, breaking
great
that pressure.
Freshman.
Right back is Bowers. No good. Again, they're getting shots up quickly. Hey, you got a Krispy Kreme.
I did. Thank you to my son there, Grayson.
Open.
Perfect.
Open three for Leverett. Misses it. Rebound is Bowers. Pushing ahead to Link. Ahead to Bergman. Drives baseline. Shot fake goes up and good.
Good adjustment there by Bergman.
Wow. He is nice and crafty on that. Nice play by that young man. Looks like Indians are going to take a timeout here. Is that lead? We cut into it a little bit, and it just swelled right back up to 11, 34-23. Let's take a break.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
And we are back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Currently, the Indians are losing 23-34. And, Brian, what do you think? You know, are we going to have any big changes here, you think, in the second half?
I would say probably not. Not a lot of changes. Guzmiller does check in here for the Indians. But, no, I don't think there's a place in the Gavin Evers, was it?
And, you know, yep. I watched
I don't see a lot of changes.
I watched a few St. Henry games, and their M.O. is this full court trap. Yeah. Full court press, whatever you want.
They're
you know?
Just really good. I mean, they got two players that can create their own and hit threes, and Bowers and Beike. Lincoln and Beckman can do a nice job as we get it in there to Breaker Judy. Nice left-handed turnaround shot. Giving Breaker Judy his first 2 points of the night. And quickly down the floor is St. Henry.
That should be a foul on the floor, yep.
But, you know, that's just what they do well is they just play in transition fast. And then you throw Bergman in there, who's very crafty around the rim. You know, he's about 6'3", not a huge guy by any means. He can put it on the floor. He can finish inside. They just are a well-balanced team.
They are. They are. And they're physical. I mean, they're a tough team for anybody.
Link got the ball triggered into him from Delzai. Kick over to Bergman, and he lets the three fly. No good. Bowers hits the offensive glass, goes up and scores. Evan Bowers giving him 9 on the night.
Tough guy to box out there.
Yeah. Guzmiller has the ball over to Overman.
I feel like we don't check or look for the shot as quick as we should.
Nice drive and bodied up there by Overman.
There.
Around the rim and no good. That hit almost all parts of the rim.
Rebound by Delzai. Delzai over to Link. Link pulls up for the wing three.
No good. Good box out there by the Indians.
Rex Leverett with the rebound.
Mitch, one passing shot for them.
It is.
Holman's driving in. Scoop.
Nice.
And good.
Nice there
little
by Troy
scoop
Holman.
By Troy. Giving him 6 on the night, and quickly right back in transition is Bergman for 3.
Wow.
Right when you celebrate, hey, we scored. They're shooting it right back at the other end. Breaking the pressure is for recovery and goes up, and Overman sells that call by throwing his hands in the air.
I like how we're kind of, our sense of urgency is increasing as well, but we really got to get back on defense.
Well, you know, at that point, you can't feel sorry for yourself. You just got to go right back at him and score and be aggressive, and which we're doing a good job of. It's 39-29, or 27 here. 5:11 to go. And Overman misses that one. Yells at himself. Host of subs in here for St. Henry. Bergman and Delzai comes off the floor. And put off. And Beckman come back in.
Briggs Zimmerman hits that one. I'm giving Briggs 7.
Yep.
Delzite over to Bowers. Bowers into Bikey. Bikey spins off Brody Bargey. Good defense, but nice shot there by Bikey. He's struggling a little bit. Indians try to push it up and intercepted there by Logan Link. Link over to Delzite.
Good hustle, Troy Holman.
What are they calling here?
Good hustle, Troy.
What do they call?
If anything, it should be out on St. Henry.
Did he step on the line? I mean, was Troy out?
Rosenbeck, yeah, Coach Rosenbeck's won the foul.
It should be white ball. Who's it out on?
Oh, my goodness. What is going on right here?
That was a horrible call.
They touched it last, unless Troy was out of bounds. Oh, my goodness.
I think that's a makeup call. I think Kramer knew that.
Yeah.
He's like, that was a bad call. We got to get one back there.
Mean.
And the funny part is, you know, I don't hear any St. Henry people complaining right now.
Well, the St. Henry players are even were like laughing.
Yeah. Oh, Troy Holman with the ball.
Yeah, nonetheless, Indians ball here. As they say, ball dot live.
Ooh, I thought you could attack that lane there. Good pull up.
Yep, just short there for Briggs.
And Beckman with the rebound. Beckman looking to push up a little bit. Hands off to Logan Link. Bikey trying to post up Bargey here. Bargey doing a good job keeping out of the lane.
Yeah, pushing him out of the paint.
Great defense there. Bikey takes a contested shot. No good. Bowers with the
nice
hook.
Box
nothing
out
there
by Brody Bargey.
Great couple plays there by Brody Bargey. 4 minutes left here in the third period for the K&L Tractor Scoreboard.
There we go. Indians right now being patient, getting the ball over to Overman.
That's
drives in.
Be a push.
Nice little turnaround jumper. Good
nice
for
shot.
Briggs. Giving him 9 on the line. Leading score for the Indians. Hand off to Bikey, and he lets a 3 fly. Good.
They don't hesitate, do they?
I am so impressed with how fast they get it up. It's almost like the old Loyola and Marymount UNLV days.
Yeah.
You go score, that's fine. We'll go score. Block and call count the basket.
Yeah.
There we go.
Great shot there by Gavin Evers.
And at the time, I probably didn't appreciate this, but right now watching, I appreciate the job Ben Kramer just did.
I missed it.
So Coach Rosenbeck is upset, yelling at the official across the floor, and Ben went over and basically kind of told him, like, hey, you probably want to calm it down, and try to explain to him the call on that. You know, he's trying not to get him a T right now. And
yeah.
Missed shot there by Gavin Evers.
Get the rebound.
Ooh, going to be out.
Ooh, that's going to be white.
Yep, there we go. Good hustle.
Good hustle play there by the Indians between Reese and Rex Leverett there.
Yep. But, you know, going back, Ben just wants to make sure, like, hey, don't let this thing get out of control right here. Don't do something stupid. And I think it was good officiating on my part, honestly.
I would agree, yeah.
And Coach Rosenbeck maybe senses something going on right here and takes a full timeout. So let's take a timeout with him, and we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
The Fort Recovery Sons of the American Legion will be serving their annual barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday, February 11th. You can get your tickets from any Sons member, and they're only $10 each. Serving will be from 4 to 6 p.m., and you can eat your dinners at the Legion or take them home. For tickets, you can call 419-852-6916 or 419-852-0316, or look up one of the Sons of the Legion members and get your tickets now for their annual barbecue chicken dinner coming up on Sunday, February 11th at the Legion, with serving from 4 to 6 p.m.
Guggenbiller is going to trigger the ball in for the Indians. 44-32 is our deficit right now with 3:25 to go.
Ooh, that's got to be a foul. Good call there by Scott Nurse.
back underneath there. And Eli Leonardson and Mason Diller checked in also during that timeout as Leverett, Holman, and Guggenbiller are on the floor. Triggered into Troy Holman up top. Drive in.
Good take.
Up on the glass. No good. Love the drive, though, Troy.
Bergman pushes up.
Yep.
Good hustle play there by Reese, knocking the ball out.
One of those, if he could have just read it one step sooner, we could have got a steal. A little pick six right there for a layup would have been nice. As we do trail by 12.
You know, LaGuire checks in over
there. We were saying off air, too, this lead does. We thought it was like maybe 8 or so. Here it is, 12.
Yeah. Definitely doesn't feel like it, does it?
No. Feels a lot closer than that, for sure.
I don't think you called a foul there. No. Just out of bounds.
Yeah,
there.
It's out of bounds. And Link and Delside and Bowers check in for the Redskins. Bikey out there on the floor.
Delside checks it in over to Beckman. Beckman squeezed through a little bit of a double screen there. Over to Bikey with corner three.
Good box out. Oh. Good box out by Troy Holman. They're going to call that.
Yep.
How about a push in the back against Beckman inside on Troy Holman?
Yeah. That's pretty called that on Mason Diller.
Yeah, that's pretty textbook box out right there by Troy Holman. Bowers gets the hoop in the arm and misses the free throw.
Ball don't lie.
Yeah. Hall Brothers free throw line. Troy Holman has the ball. Staring at a 14-point deficit here for the Indians now. Over to Eli Leonard. That's got to be a foul.
Yeah.
Over to Guggenbiller for three.
Good.
Much needed back basket for the Indians right there. Senior Reese Guggenbiller hits that one. 11-point lead now for the Redskins. Delsite with the ball on the right-hand side. Drives in. Kick to the corner to Link. Back up to Beckman. Jumps and throws back to Bikey. No good. Good box out there by Rex Leverett.
Great job there for the Indians.
Need a bucket here again, Indians. Let's go. Nice find inside by Eli Leonard. And Mason Diller just misses it.
A little too hard.
Yeah.
Nice tosses back to
nice
Bikey.
Nice trail three blocked by Diller.
Go.
Push, got numbers. In transition. Diller to Leverett on a cutting. No good, but the foul. So 24, foul on Luke Bikey. That is his third.
And right now, adding up here, over half of the Redskins' points are threes. 24, they're 46.
I would say that's probably a typical night for them.
Yeah, I would say too.
Leverett cashes in on that one. He's got three free throws and 3 points right now.
They do not hesitate at all.
No, that's what I say. It just reminds me of a college team.
Yeah.
Just, you remember the old Larry Johnson, Stacey Ogman, UW team? Bo Kimball.
Oh, those are fun games to watch. Oh, man.
Yeah.
And they didn't miss.
No. Misses that free throw by Rex. Quickly down the floor, getting it into Luke Bikey. Skip past the Bowers. Going to let a three fly. No good on that one.
Good rebound there by Reese. Pushing up the side.
To Alex Dews, who just checked in. Pass the
Leverett. No foul. There, Ben Kramer calls one underneath there.
Yep, as he was going over the back, pushing the back. Shooting two free throws here will be Rex Leverett. You know, and part of that is, one, they move really well without the ball. Because if they throw it in the post and your head is watching the ball, which most kids do, they cut so well.
They do. They do.
And the other thing is, you know, Coach Rosenbeck obviously had to instill with them, it's okay to shoot a quick three in transition or skip pass. We're okay with that because none of them hesitate at all.
Yeah. Rex Leverett, good on the first one. Trim that double-digit lead now. They're down to 9.
And good for that.
Rex
got 5 points on 5 free throws. Link quickly down the floor. Get it in to Bowers. She's going to drop step and take it up. And
nice
got
block
blocked
there.
By Leverett.
Ooh. That's a horrible call. Oh, boy. How do you make that call?
I guess you don't got anything nice to say, don't you?
I know. Yeah, right? Oh, I hope he misses both of these. First one's good. And
Brittany, Debbie trying to do the best she can down really to distract him.
Takes away the momentum there a little bit, yeah, for the Indians. And second one's good.
Wedding theme for our student section tonight. Nice to see their support.
Briggs Overman trying to bring the ball up the floor here. Good job getting by Logan Link. Alex Dews attacking. Put off. Alex to Rex. Rex just sitting inside the rim and misses.
Maybe even take a dribble to get on balance.
Mikey
right there,
pulls up for, ooh, I
might
tell you.
Might need to guard him, fellas.
Over to Put off. Put off for the wing. Three air balls. Ooh, they're going to get him on step on the line there.
I would say scouting report is let him shoot that because that's his second air ball. I know he hit one, but.
Oh, put off?
Yeah. I'd say run my luck out with that.
I'm really shocked Mikey didn't pull up there at the top.
Yeah. I'd say maybe he just mishandled it or something.
And Troy Holman comes in for Briggs. Put off. Oh, nope. Delzai over to put off. Put off back over to the Link. Delzite looking, oh
nice,
man, that was too easy.
Pass.
Ooh, it airballed the bunny. We could have handled the ball.
Right off Alex Dews' hands. That would have been a big play.
I think Bowser's a little too open.
Well, that's one he just takes it up. You just got to go off the glass there for him. But.
And he knew once he had that post.
He was had him buried and sealed, didn't he?
Delzite up to Bowers. Almost there. I thought Rex was going to have a good hand on it. Ooh, with it. Good turnover there. Steal push there by Rex. Troy Holman pushing hard.
There
goes
we
up,
go.
Gets the foul. Yeah, great
love
look.
The push.
I do too. Troy's done such a nice job pushing that to the rim.
He's starting to develop that Euro stuff a little bit. And when you got that, that's pretty creative.
Yeah.
Delzai picks up his fourth foul. Had scored tonight.
Looks like Bergman and Gavin Evers will be checking in. I'd see Brody back in there. He did a great job
there. He's got to be low on quarters.
Oh, that's true, too. Yep.
Gavin Evers checks in, replaces Leverett, and Belzite checks out with four fouls, and Bergman checks in. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Is he has four fouls. That's probably why. Or four quarters.
Yeah.
Or five quarters in. So you get six. Maybe they're saving for that last quarter. And Troy cashes in on that one.
Gives him seven.
30 seconds to go here in the K&L Tracker scoreboard.
Redskins with a 9-point lead.
Cut into that lead here a little bit.
Yeah.
Redskins taking one shot, 20 seconds to go. We got three fouls, so we can be pretty aggressive here if we wanted to. Breaker Judy is.
Oh, walk. Walk. Good call.
We'll take the travel.
He called a foul.
Yep, pushed off.
Yeah.
Great job by Breaker Judy.
That's Mikey's fourth foul. That's huge. He currently has 12 points for the Redskins. And the Indians have 5 seconds here to try to get a shot off for the end of the quarter.
Yep. Breaker ball screening. Guggenbiller's going to check it in to Overman. Overman's going to try to probably get to the hole. Here's the ball screen by Troy Holman. Oh. And up and no good, just short right there. All right. The end of the quarter. We cut into the lead. Now we trail by 9, 48-37. Fourth quarter should be a dandy.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
375-4274.
The Fort Recovery Insurance is going to be our fourth quarter sponsor. And St. Henry has the ball, and they get it inside to Evan Bowers, guarded by Brody Bargy.
Good defense there by Brody Bargy. Yeah, but Bowers gets his own rebound. Struggles to get it up. I mean, that was a tough shot for him. He did capitalize on it, but good defense there by Brody.
Well, Brody's just long and athletic enough and to be able to defend that pretty well.
Breaker Judy with the ball at the top over to Troy Holman. Troy back over to Brody. I like Brody's trying to take a little control there.
Got him. Stay post.
Oh.
You got to be able to get it in there to him.
It's too slow.
Oh, don't throw it down to him. Lob it up. That's what Toby Metzger, the coach, is saying. You got to lob it up to the big guy.
Good hustle
to
Gavin.
Be able to know that. Get it to him.
Too slow.
Good drive by Breaker.
Another good example of Brody Bargy. Great seal there down low. And, you know, Breaker, not a bad play. Attack the rim. And
well, because if Brody's man does help off of it, you got a little dump down inside to him as well.
Yeah.
Good hit by Breaker.
Great shot there.
Just like to see those two continue to get the minutes.
Yeah. They're doing a great job and really giving the Indians a good spark. Right, makes the second one.
Closest we've been for a while. 9 points, which we said off air. Feels like this is like a 4-point game, 5-point game, and here it is. We got outscored that quarter 19-11, but miscommunication play right there. They're going to call foul.
Not a bad foul for the Indians, because I think they would have gave up the layup otherwise.
Absolutely, I agree. I'm just going to say no harm in that play as of right now. But
and that's Breaker's second. No.
Oh, yeah, no foul trouble with the guys out there on the floor.
Or maybe that was his first.
Yeah, but I say it does feel like it's a close game. It's intense. Yeah. I love it.
I do, too.
Get that, Troy.
Ooh.
Triggers the ball up to half court his length. Shake to him right there.
So Troy's just standing in front. Good spacing. And they are that's another tough shot, I tell you.
Fade away.
I mean, Brody's doing a great job walling up, standing right there. I mean, he's a hard kid to shoot over.
Yeah. Just get out of the way, screening there. Good drive by Troy Holman. Kick out. That's what we want. Hit that. Got to get back on defense, though. Bergman pushing in transition. Walk.
It was.
Bergman picked up 2 points. Scored 4 quick baskets here for him.
Give Bergman 12.
Yeah, I've given him 12 on the night. Got to get a bucket here, Andy. He's down 13 now. Get it
good
inside.
To Gavin.
Gavin Evers. Get
in
count
there.
It. I've been a nice 3-point play.
We could use a technical right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, keep going. Keep going, Rosie.
Gavin Evers steps to the Hall Brothers free throw line. And around.
In and out.
54-41 is your score right now. It's 6 minutes to go. 6:02 on the clock. Bergman steps out.
You know, I feel like we haven't had many timeouts, Brian.
No, not a lot.
So, I'm looking at my list. So I just give a little shout out to the Foresight Fuel and get your fuel over there, all right?
Yep. Gavin Evers steps up and hits that. Gives him 3 on the night. Rex Leverett replaces him. Right now, we've got freshman Brody Bargy, Breaker Judy on the floor. Seniors Troy Holman and Rex Leverett, and junior Briggs Overman.
And Redskins got a 12-point lead.
Yeah, we got to cut into this thing. With Bikey out, was in foul trouble. So we got to go on a run, little run right here. We get some stops and some scores.
And now watch. It'll be interesting to see if St. Henry gets patient or if they still keep up the same tempo.
Turnover right there for the Redskins.
Pass up. Oh, it's too slow on that.
Miss Briggs ahead in transition. Briggs does have the ball in the left hand. Lets the 3 fly. Going to be short as you think he got hit. Blocked there by Bowers on Leverett. Push ahead in transition.
Nice layup by Beckman.
Way to use his body on that one. Good body control for him.
That's his first 2, isn't it?
Yep. First points of the night, actually. 2-2-1 implemented here again. Get it across there, Breaker, or Brody. Hand off to Troy Holman. Attacking now, Troy, got numbers.
Look down. Brody's on put off. Nice stop and pop nice shot there for by Troy Holman. Yeah. Did you see Bulldogs there?
Had him buried.
Bargy, yeah.
Good drive by Beck. Oh! Thought that was a clean block, but they're going to call foul on 32, Brody Bargy. So Hayden Beckman will go to the free throw line. His first trip there tonight.
And you know, one thing I like, you look at that scoreboard and you see Briggs and Troy especially, 9 points each. Brody and Breaker right there, 4-3. Rex has 5. I mean, it's nice to see the kids scoring and putting up some more numbers.
Balance,
you know?
Yep, balance. Yeah. Missed the first one with Beckman. And LaGuire checks in.
Guggenbiller checking in for Breaker Judy. Missed this one. Hoping on the radio and not working out for me right now. Gives Beckman 3.
Yep.
Indians trying to get organized here. We kind of have a little bit, needed some more sense 13. Of urgency here.
Yep, down 13. Looks like Redskins are in a 2-3 zone.
Kind of shocks.
You know, the thing is, we're not out of it right now. We just got to make sure we score on some
there
possessions. Three for Leverett. That would have been big. Air ball for him.
Oh, man.
Mikey with the rebound.
Link pushing up.
And should be
rolls off a red.
Yeah.
White ball. Yeah. I'm not really sure what happened there, but
he threw a one-handed hard bounce pass, and
I don't know that Bergman was looking at him.
Oh, no way. Don't come in and overturn this.
Ben Kramer shaking his head no, so
yeah,
I think we're good.
It's pretty hard to overturn Ben Kramer, so I'm just saying, from years' experience. Ben's looking angry. No, I got this one. Overman has the ball. You know, again, we're just a few possessions out. We've got to be able to score here, cut this thing in, make it interesting. Good little jump pass.
That's
quick
one
swing.
Of those.
Quick swing.
We're not passing the ball near quick enough.
No. Nice pull
shot
up there for Troy Holman. Troy's having himself a night. 11 points, leading score for the Indians. Cut that thing here. Now to 11. Got to get a stop. We got our score. Now get a stop, Indians. And answer right back is Bowers on a tough turnaround two for him, giving him 17 on the night. Power up. Good finish. Brody Bargy with a nice little finish. Left-handed finish in there. Going to be a timeout. Should be full timeout. Let's take a timeout. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-85
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Not sure if I've ever seen that. Our student section shooting pom-poms into our cheerleaders' arms as they made baskets.
Sure, there was a few makes there. We might have to.
There was a lot of makes there. It's like the old little arcade games, rapid fire at them. Good participation there from them. Going to be a foul called from behind on Troy Holman.
Not a bad foul.
No. Gets us closer to shoot free throws if we need that point.
3:24.
Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Right now, we've got to get this stop, though. And
still
again, I'm still
points.
Waiting on the four-corner thing that Rosie loves to employ.
Link with the ball here. Link attacks.
Good deflection from behind. Let's be strong with it.
Let's go.
Let's get a score right here. At least cut this thing into 9, 3 possessions. Breaker Judy has the ball on the right-hand side. St. Henry is in a 2-3. Get in the high post, fellas. There we go, Breaker. Turnover right back by Link. Good hands by him. Up and good. Logan Link. Giving him 11 on the night. Breaker, nice find inside to Gavin Evers.
Got it.
Nice finish and nice find.
I feel like we can't score unless they score, Brian.
Party going runs and chip away like that.
Bowers with a wing three. Oh, got it.
That
he
was
is playing
a
great game.
20 for him. That might be the dagger. Down 14.
Right. Oh. Yeah, clean pass there. Reese had a nice shot.
Yep.
Briggs Overman checking back in. Checking for Grant. For Camp. Rex Leverett checks in for Gavin Evers.
Holman has the ball.
Brian.
It's hard to do the radio and watch kids, isn't it?
Is that right?
Come on, Tammy.
Briggs Overman with the ball.
You gotta give a shout out to her. She's got watching three of my kids, so.
Overman has the ball, drives baseline, looking for a shot, and finds it. Tough hit by Briggs Overman.
Yeah, it was a nice, very nice shot.
64-52, 12-point game with 2 minutes to go. Now St. Henry can be real patient, get it in the Bikey, spin move, turnaround shot, and no good. Shoot us back in the game, fellas.
Yeah. Keep attacking, keep attacking.
Three for Leverett. That would have been a huge.
Great rebound
by Breaker. Take it up strong, Breaker. Good shot and move right there by Breaker.
What a look there by your freshman.
Tough
number
rebound.
30. Great job, Breaker Judy.
Giving him 6 on the night. Get a stop. And here comes the four corners. Minute 25 to go. And they're going to ice it up 10. Driving in, kicking out, or not. Shoot it, miss it, perfect, let's go.
Grab it.
Ah, come on.
Ooh, that's off red.
Yes.
Oh. Bad call there.
Oh my goodness.
I kind of want to go down there and get a technical, Brian. I feel like we're getting a couple of those calls.
That would have been a big play. Why are they still shooting for?
Wow. Bowers with 2 more, 22 for the night.
If it misses, I'm okay with it. But good drive by. They're going to call foul. Foul on Link. Overman will go to the free throw line. I mean, they're shooting turnaround fadeaways from 8 feet, 10 feet out.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. You want to play fast, but at some point you got to play slow, too.
Yeah.
Or keep missing and help us out here. I'm okay with that, too.
I guess he just, I mean, I guess really when you think about it, it's just been point for point, so.
Briggs steps up to the Hall Brother free throw line. It does hit that one. Bargie checked in, replaced Leverett. And Overman
got
hits
it.
That one.
Maybe we can pull Reggie Miller here.
Briggs has got 12 on the night. Getting down 10 with a minute to go.
Get up. Get up.
And he goes in and finishes it. Nice little finish for Evan Link. Attack here, Troy. Spin move. Pull up jumper. No good. Good crash. Rebound St. Henry. Looks like they're going to come away with the victory here. 68-56 with 38 seconds to go. Got our 14th foul. Yep, 14th foul.
Yep. And looks like
St. Henry's going to clear the benches up 12.
Bowers finishing with 22. Put off. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say put off. Bergman finished with 12. Link finished with 15, and 24 Bikey finished with 12. That's tough to beat right there. 12, 15, 22, 12.
Wow, man.
McGuire has the ball.
Bergman with the ball. Attacking the paint, trying to, he's just dribbling around here.
Yeah, don't foul now. There's no sense to.
They're run out the last 15 seconds here. And it looks like the Indians are going to lose 68 to 56. Bringing St. Henry's record to 13-3 and 6-1 in the MAC. For the Indians, it's bringing them to 0-6 in the MAC and 5-12 overall.
5-12 overall, yeah.
We'll be back to recap some scores on the Hastings Auto.
You get that
America
one.
Lanes.
America
Lanes.
America Lanes.
There we go. I knew it was someone.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call America Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generations, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here again at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and we see our Indians play a lot better, Jordan, at least in our opinion.
Yeah, very much.
We'll find out what Coach Leverett thinks in a little bit, but played a lot better, just came up short because we played a real good St. Henry team. As you were saying before we went to commercial break, they are now 13-3 overall and 6-1 in MAC play. But I would think Coach Leverett has to be a little more pleased with our effort in this game.
Yeah, and kind of looking at the game, back at the game, I feel like if we start playing like this going forward too, I think we're going to get a couple big wins yet.
Yeah, definitely a step in the right direction for sure. Looking at the breakdown here for the Indians, we saw the first quarter go 14-12 Redskin way. Second quarter we got outscored 15-7. We're down now a half, 19-29. Third quarter, we got outscored 19-11 to trail 48-39. And in the fourth quarter, we got outscored 20-17 to lose 68-56. But one thing we also talked, we scored a lot more points tonight than we have in a while, and that's got to be hopefully trending up for us.
Yeah.
Recapping scores for the Indians, we see Briggs Overman leads us with 13 points, Troy Holman with 11. A lot of other Indians got on the board with Rex Leverett with 5, Gavin Evers 5, Brody Bargy, 5. Raker Judy, 6. Gavin Fowler, 4. Mason Diller, 4. Reese Guggenbiller, 3. I think every Indian scored with the exception of freshman Grant Fortkamp.
and junior Eli Leonards, who checked in.
Yeah. Yep.
Otherwise, all the other Indians scored. So pretty balanced attack there for the Tribe. And for St. Henry, you want to recap us with those?
Yeah, for the Redskins, put off with 3. Bergman with 12. Evan Bowers with 22, leading the Redskins. Hayden Beckman with 3. Logan Link with 15. Carter LeGuire with 1, and the senior Luke Beike following up with 12. So,
and recapping upcoming games here as Coach Leverett makes his way up here. Monday, the girls host Salina, and you can listen to that with simulcast at WPGW and NFHS, and our youth third and fourth graders will be playing at halftime at that game. Thursday, the girls are at Minster, and that will be simulcast with WPGW. Friday, the boys will host Minster. Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that one with NFHS Radio, and that will be senior night for our 5 senior boys. And then Saturday, the boys will host the Newton, and that will be simulcast with WPGW and NFHS Radio. So make sure you're turned on here, Coach, so we can
check
you on.
Check,
sounds good to
check,
me.
Check.
All right. Well, even though we came away with the loss, you got to be happy with what you saw here tonight, Coach.
Oh, no doubt. You know, I can't hear myself at all, but does that matter?
We can hear you.
People can hear you, Bob.
The people hear me? You know, we talked a few games ago about shaking some things up and bringing some youth in and bringing a little energy. You know, I kind of thought our seniors kind of got complacent with nobody pushing them throughout the year there. And like I told you guys, you know, that's on me as a coach. I'm still learning some of that. But so, you know, yeah, we pulled the cord on it, and we went with some youth, with some energy. Obviously, it showed. You know, first time we played them, we lost by 13, but that was a deceiving 13 because we had a 3 at the end, and it was kind of mop-up time or whatever. But that's a legit 12-point loss to a really, really good team that's going to be at district, guaranteed. So, just proud of our effort. I told them, I said, you know, guys, effort was there. Our mistakes were effort mistakes, I thought, for the most part. Had it within 8, and I thought Troy got picked there late. That was a big momentum swing a little bit down the stretch, but now overall, you know, that's the effort that we need to play with as a program and move forward and continue to do that. So
I obviously a different feel for you down there than it is up here, but I didn't feel like it was a 12-point game throughout the whole entire second half. It felt like, you know, we kept on saying, like, holy cow, we're cutting this lead down, and look up, and it was like it wasn't really cutting down, but it felt like it was literally almost a possession game.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
We looked at the scores into the third quarter, and we're like, all right, we got to check our differences, and it was 1 point. We're like, there's no way.
Yeah, I think we outscored them 20-19 in the third quarter. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
You know, and I think Rosie kind of felt that same way, too. I mean, he was coaching his butt off there through the whole second half, and I kind of think he felt that, you know, a 10-12-point lead wasn't safe.
Yeah.
So.
And the problem is for us is to go on those runs, we got to get those stops. It seemed like we could never get the stop when we needed it.
Well, a stop or, you know, there was a loose ball that we got, should have had the rebound. 3 guys go for it, and it goes out of bounds on us, you know, late there. Just some little things like that that we just needed one break to cut it down. And
So watching this game as a bystander, it feels like we are a different team now. Do you feel that way as a coach?
I do. You know, like I said, we kind of went back to the way I should have been coaching when I got the job a year ago. But I kind of wanted to, you know, get numbers out, and I was pretty soft on some guys, I felt like. And, you know how I'm wired, Brian. You've seen me coach. So now everything's a little bit more brash in practice, a little bit more accountability. A lot of competition, you know.
That's great.
If you want to play, fellas, you got to compete week in and week out. So, I think the locker room's got a little bit of energy. You can tell them, guys, be peaking at tournament time. Be peaking at tournament time. You know, that's the goal at this point. Obviously, we're not going to win a MAC championship. But, my God, we can be a team that nobody wants to play at our sectional draw next Sunday on
the
11th.
Well, like you said, I mean, this is a very good St. Henry team. And I feel like it was a toe-to-toe, you know, a heavyweight slug match. We were giving them everything they wanted, you know, and we were taking their shots right back. I mean, we didn't back down. You know, you talked about toughness.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jordan made a comment on air a couple times with Brody and Breaker, giving us some tough moments where we maybe didn't do that a while back, and they showed some tough moments for us out there that maybe changed the complexity of the game for us.
Well, they're 6'4", and they're gritty.
Yeah.
and they play with energy. That, you know, Breaker's a high motor guy that, you know, he's not going to back down from anybody. So it's good to see those, that youth come in and contribute for us.
Yeah, so, you know, like I was telling Brian too, Bauer's down there and Bergman down there. They're beating on Brody and stuff, and he sits there and he takes it and he's not worried
goes,
about it. That's
goes
great.
Right at him. No, it's a fun group. Yeah, we got a lot of work to do, fellas, but I'm happy with this transition here late in the season. So
can you? I don't know if it's NFL rules here if you can disclose you're not getting fined with any injuries, but Gavin Fowler looked like he came out and maybe back or something.
Yeah,
he was kind of limping.
His lower back, he's not very good. I'm not sure how bad it is, but he came down hard. Actually, I think he landed over Briggs when Briggs got fouled down there. So, yeah, he's...
Yeah, he looked really stiff walking.
He's not, yeah. We'll see. The good thing is we got 2 days for him to rest and maybe get to the chiropractor and we'll see.
All right, well, if hopefully Jackie got you some Krispy Kreme donuts you can have in the morning.
Just what I need, fellas. Just what I need.
Well, thanks for stopping up, Coach.
Hey,
and,
see ya.
Nice job on that one. Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
Congratulations on a 2-seed.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
And Coach Bob Leverett stopping up, and thank you for his time. And enjoying that is a big thing for our seventh graders getting that 2-seed. And
yeah.
And, you know, again, yeah, we came away with the L and the loss, but it just feels like we got a different team on our hands here, and hopefully we can get the people back out here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. And you know, it's a big time. There's nothing better going into tournament time, seeing a, you know, wherever we're going to go to, a packed place. And you know, Fort Recovery always does a great job supporting our athletes, and so hopefully they'll come out and watch, because it definitely feels like we got some energy back from our players. It's a different team. Maybe no longer coasting per se, and we got some toughness back to us, and hopefully good things will happen here. So
yeah, absolutely. And besides that, Brian, I think
awesome. Well, for Neil Spencer and Brody Hart here wrapping some things up for us, we appreciate that. Jordan and winner Brian Patch signing off here in Miracle Lane's post game.
Have a good night.
Yep.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lane's at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lane's your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.